What is up, Gone Wild Backstage? I am fucking bored, so I figured might as well do a questionnaire. Little bit of a get to know me kind of thing. Some of you might remember the Proust questionnaire. It in particular caught my eye, so I kind of felt obligated to do it. Let's get started. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am cis female, and I prefer the term queer, but bi is probably a more correct term. I mean, if you wanted to use pansexual, you could, and it would technically be accurate. I'm not picky with gender. I'm more picky with people. Number two, what gets you turned on? Little things, really. I mean, the most surefire and direct way is to bite my neck, but that's a tad aggressive sometimes. If you can hold a stimulating conversation, and I'm not just talking about, like, sexually, mentally, emotionally, all of the above. That says a hell of a lot. Amuse my brain and you will make me wet. Show something you're passionate about that you know a lot about. That kind of dedication and devotion is very, very sexy. And it doesn't really matter to me what the thing is, just that someone has this passion is, ooh, very fun. It foretells many possibilities. Many, many, many possibilities. Number three. What is the... Wow. Okay, before we move on, I apologize for the phlegm in my throat. There are these trees that blossom in the spring, and it's early, early, early spring here, that reek of cum and put off so much pollen, which is essentially is plant cum, you know. I'm allergic to everything, it seems, so the cum trees, while mildly arousing at scent, they piss my allergies off badly. So as such, I am very phlegmy. And probably will be for the foreseeable future. I hope you like raspy, phlegmy, vaguely sick voice, because this is all I got, guys. Let's move on. Number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Ooh. I am not certain. I have a feeling other people would probably say intensity, but that seems kind of like a cop-out to me. I just get very focused on what I'm doing and what I'm feeling. So maybe intensity is the answer. Number four. What is your favorite sexual act? That's an unfair question. Just one, come on. I think if I had to pick one, just one, it would be that time spent exploring each other's bodies before getting to penetration with anything other than hands and, well, even then, it's not like, I want to say just being pressed up against somebody and them feeling me and me feeling them, in part because there are so many ways that can go. Say you put your arms around my waist. Where do your hands go from there? Up or down? Or does one go up and the other down? If you have the equipment, is your cock pressing up against my ass? Huh? Could be. And if we're both naked, it wouldn't be difficult to slip it right in, would it? So, I think just, not exactly snuggling, but being pressed close to somebody would probably technically be my favorite. Number 5. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I mean, confidence for one, but more than that, communication. Being receptive to what your partner says and taking into account what they know feels best. Listening is sexy, and showing that you're an active listener by doing the right thing, which can be difficult, I'll admit, if the person isn't exactly clear in telling you what to do. But when it's right, when you're on the same page, what's better? And I think that's also why, and I think this is why less than stellar communicators are hindered, really. Number 6. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Being absolutely comfortable with the other person, which tends to require knowing them very well, or on rare occasions everything just clicks into place and time isn't a factor, but usually trust takes time and so does comfort. And as long as mutual pleasure is entirely the goal, I'm not picky on the particulars. I mean, I would greatly prefer mutual oral, but it's not always necessary. And sometimes there really isn't time, is there? There are more pressing things to get to. Passion and comfort, I think, are the most important things in terms of having a good sexual encounter with someone. Also, being willing to laugh is a huge one. I mean, if you're taking yourself too damn seriously, I don't know if it's going to be any fun to fuck you. I'm sorry to say. Number 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? I tend to lean towards burgundies and jewel tones. Burgundy, emerald. I'm also very fond of dark purples. If I want to feel sexy, I'm going to be wearing some sort of lingerie under whatever I'm wearing. Preferably a dress, but not always. I mean, it's not like the right thong isn't perfectly appealing under a pair of tight jeans. More often than not, I'll end up wearing a dress, though. And this is after the usual high-maintenance shower that takes probably too long, and may or may not involve playing with myself, but shh, nobody needs to know that. And the girly crap. Full skincare routine, lotion, perfume, probably some kind of makeup, but not always. Usually listening to some kind of music and sort of setting the tone for whatever's going to come that night. Or setting the tone for myself to come, at least. Number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, or an actor / actress, etc. Ooh, that is an excellent question. I need to think for a moment. On one hand, Jessica Chastain is so goddamn adorable and fucking sexy at the same time. Just, there is very, very, very little I would not do if she asked. Not that she would, but I have a fucking massive crush on her. Also, Colin Farrell. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Even if he's got the horrible blonde Alexander hair. Well, no, maybe. No, he's had some really fucking bad hair in movies. Oh, I'm not sure if I can commit to the words that just came out of my mouth. Colin Farrell with certain haircuts. We're just going to go with that. Moving on. Number 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, your significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? I don't really have anybody in my life, like day-to-day life, off of the internet, that I feel particularly aroused by. There are a couple of random people I see at the grocery store that I have elaborate fantasies about, but they don't need to know that, and I am not sure that I would like them to know that. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I have to admit, I fucking love being called a good girl. It's very, 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 very easy to make me melt just by calling me a good girl. Just don't overdo it. I mean, a well-timed and well-earned good girl is worth a hell of a lot more than 24 haphazard good girls. Other than good girl, I don't mind being called kitten once in a while. Or vixen. Which might fit better than kitten, although kittens do have terribly sharp needle-like claws, and those could be fun, but I'm getting off topic. Number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Ooh, no gag reflex. I mean, while it does feel good from the perspective of the cock-bearer, I would like to not gag anymore, please. It doesn't feel great, and it tends to make my throat hurt. If things just went down smoothly and easily, it would be much better, and my endurance would be much, much, much higher. I think this sounds worth it, don't you? Number 12. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? I'm 90% sure that it was an insomniac night just fucking around on the internet. Probably just scrolling through Reddit looking for whatever caught my interest. And why did I start posting? Well, I definitely have an exhibitionist streak, and going through a bit of a dry spell at the moment doesn't help that at all. Number 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Ooh, that kind of depends. That kind of depends on what you view as dirtiest in terms of ethics, really. I definitely have many, many, many teacher-student fantasies, and ooh, doctor-patient fantasies, and older man, younger woman fantasies, which tend to violate certain ethics, I realize, but these are fairly tame in comparison to some of the other shit I like. I mean, I'm a pain slut, come on. I like being hurt. I don't particularly like being degraded, but pain Yes, please. I can't say I'd mind being fucked on stage, which is another fantasy of mine. Number 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Let me think. I believe some of the water sports stuff I've done with an ex who was into water sports, which not really my thing at all, but I can't say I haven't. He essentially liked being the little, and I was playing mommy dom, peeing on him, degrading him, making him call me mommy, obviously, and telling him to say thank you. He wasn't much of a talker, so getting much of anything in terms of actual words out of him was difficult. But I pulled a few sentences out of him still. His eyes glazed over, breathing heavily, as I rained a golden shower down right on the tip of his cock, as he pumped and stroked nice and hard. Oh, eyes beginning to roll back in his head, moaning and whimpering, begging me not to stop. I liked the control aspect, but I'm not into water sports. However, after rinsing off and drying each other, I instructed him to lay on the bed, tied him up spread eagle, and rode him until he came screaming. While I am not the most fulfilled by femdom, I definitely do enjoy it. It's fun, especially when the partner is very, very into it. I hope this is detail enough for all of you kinky fucks. Number 15. What is your favorite part of your body and why? Ooh, I think my favorite part of my body is going to have to be my skin, because I have this, I have a connective tissue disorder. And part of that connective tissue disorder is very, very, very soft skin. Like, literally part of the diagnostic criteria is soft, velvet-like skin. And while I do prefer to shave, I really don't have to. I've never had a partner complain about me not shaving, and it's not because they were particularly cool about body hair or anything like that. They actually usually preferred their partners pretty well trimmed and pretty well maintained, but I had no problems because my skin and hair is that ridiculously soft and fine, and it bothers me, but it doesn't seem to bother others. So I can go a little longer than many people would probably be able to, just because of the weirdo body I was born in. And that same disorder enhances some of my sensitivity. Like, I have very, very, very hyper-responsive nerves in my body, and that definitely is an advantage in the bedroom, as long as I'm not, like, too overstimulated. Because then it does get painful very, very quickly, and unpleasantly so. I have to be careful, but it's still probably my favorite thing about my body. I have been told that my legs and eyes are fairly popular with partners, but that wasn't asked at all, so why am I offering more information? Okay, well, that was fun. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me ramble and and answer this little questionnaire, I need to think of some kind of sign-off, don't I? If you have any ideas for a sign-off, feel free to leave them below. I am out of ideas. Someone help me, please. Talk to you later. Hugs and kisses from Lusty. Talk at you later. Maybe I need a jingle. I'll figure something out. I don't know. Fucked be a lady tonight. Fucked if you've ever been a lady to begin with. All that's popping into my head is fucked be a lady tonight. Or fuck. I don't know. There's something else. Something, something, something. Insensate lust. That was delightful, my dudes. That was delightful, my dudes, dudettes, and non-binary homes. In the words of Hayes, K-bye!